Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Starseed Radio Academy, empowering Starseed to better serve the planet. You're listening to Starseed Radio Academy, empowering Starseed to better serve the planet.
Welcome to Starseed Radio Academy. It's August 17th, 2010, and I'm your host, Arielle Taylor, with my co-host, Lavendar. This is the 10th chapter in our series, and today it's all about galactic walk-ins. Lavendar will be explaining the different and specific types of ET walk-ins, and we invite you to call in to talk about your experiences and questions on this topic. The number to call is 917-889-8292. That's 917-889-8292. Make sure to press 1 when you're prompted so we know you have something to say. If you're joining us by phone just to listen, you don't need to press 1. Before I introduce Lavendar, there are a few things I'd like to tell you about, especially if you're new to our show. We have an ever-increasing archive of advanced starseed information available on our main website, which is starseedhotline.com. There are 3 places on the site that we encourage you to study: the Vault of Knowledge, which is a lot of text files, great information from beginner to advanced; the teleconference archive, which is audio files, that's on the headline news page. So if you just click the banner at the top of the home page, then when you get to the headline news page, you scroll down and you'll find the teleconference audio archive, and also the podcast for Starseed Radio. The last 4 episodes of this show are available on that same headline news page. If you want to hear any of the last 10 episodes, they're right here on demand at blogtalkradio.com/starseed-radio-academy. Starseed-radio-academy. If you'd like to speak with us privately, just call our toll-free number, 888-881-0881. Another great resource for Starseed is in the form of 2 books by Lavendar, recently released as ebooks. They are 50 Questions and Answers: A Celestial Point of View, which is a transcript of a transmission received by Lavendar from the Antares Arcturus Midway Station. And these are 50 profound answers to 50 cosmic questions. And the other ebook is Quartz Crystals, A Celestial Point of View, which is a comprehensive guide for the starseed's proper use of crystals. We also have a starseed support forum at starseedhotline.ning.com, which is being upgraded, so there may be a few hours of downtime here or there. Also, I'd just like to remind you that Mercury goes retrograde on the 20th of August, so you might want to read up on that if you're not familiar with all the problems it can cause. And I think this one is starting early, boys and girls. I can't tell you. All kinds of stuff is breaking down. Just computers, especially communications. So we have some information about that on the website, and you'll want to know what to do and what not to do during the next 3 weeks, starting on the 20th. Also, the sun, as of today, is at galactic degree in Leo from now until the 20th. And I'm sure Lavendar will have something to say about that. Also, today we have our co-host, Sierra, in the chat room. And we'd like to thank her so much for adding her energy and assistance to Starseed Radio Academy. And now, as always, it's my honor to introduce Lavendar, and I'm just hoping that the phones are working better than they were a few minutes ago, so we can bring Lavendar online here. Okay, hang on a second, boys and girls, we are there. Hello, Lavendar.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can now. This Mercury retrograde is starting a little early this month, don't you think?
Well, I think there's just a combination of things happening. You know, let me talk about that just for a minute before I go into the walk-in information. You know, when you have a whole group of energies colliding at once, like what we're having happen with astrological timings. We have the sun spouting off with its huge solar flares. We have cell phone towers that are being redirected by HARP and, you know, the mind control experiments. We have satellites that are hiccuping. We have people's blood crystals that are just kind of going off because some of the bloodlines are literally getting scrubbed out of people's systems. There's, you know, some of the bloodlines that are, the experiments are over for them and they no longer need to function. And so, you know, if you go to sleep one night and you wake up the next day and you're really not connected to your ancestry, that's just fine because you need to go on. And I've had several phone calls with people telling me I had a headache, I got sick, I had fever. Well, that's because the blood was being burned out of your system, and it no longer is resonating to where you have to go back and play with 500 years of karmic debt through family, which is a good thing.
God, yes.
So, you know, it's like, so you have a there's a combination. You know, if you put it up on a blackboard and say, okay, this is over here. You're forming a tapestry of a painting, of a picture, of what it looks like when, you know, the species up there with their genetic programs running are punching buttons, looking at people, seeing how things are going on the planet, and then you have to add in all the technologies that we deal with every day. So it's a wonder that anything's working.
Oh, well, I mean, you know what I've been through in the last couple of days.
Yeah.
And, yeah, computers are primary. They're so easy to go bad, even when everything is going right. how about the position of the sun?
Well,
right,
the sun is actually, you know, the solar flares, the things that's coming from the sun are really high radiation. Boy, if you're in airplanes flying during the day, it's like, you know, getting 25 to 50 x-rays on your chest. It's not a good time to be flying in the air. If you fly, I try to fly after the sun, you know, like after 4 or 5 in the afternoon, late in the afternoon. I like to take red-eye flights and fly at night. I've been doing that for some time just because I know what's been happening with the sun.
But how about then when you focus it through galactic degree in Leo? Does that have any, or is it like that all the time?
Yeah, that adds to, because why? All the starseed assignments are coming up for review. And it's also a trine, you know, today with the sun 26 Leo, that trine's 26 Sagittarius. And what have we said about that? Well, that matches 2012, December 21st, 2012. So the lens and the focus on the planet is about the starseed experiments. It's about the countdown to 2012, although I do not see 2012 as being the end of the world or anything like that. It's simply a date when one experiment stops and another one starts. So,
so if you're oblivious to one, you're probably going to be oblivious to the other.
True. There's a lot of people it won't even matter, you know, and they'll say, well, who cares? So anyway, you know, I have been reminiscing this week about Tulum and what happened during my time in Tulum during the August harmonic convergence and the August 20th time when the energies did come, and so I'm hoping that, you know, people will, if they're in that area, that they will be there with their cameras, and hopefully they'll be taking pictures, and I'll get to see some of the things that will be happening in that area. Also, other places, you know, all of the, you know, those 33 gem PowerPoints. And think of it like, you know, a lot of ships and a lot of beings are coming in from other dimensions, other planets, other systems, because when the lights go on, they'll go on at different degrees, depending on the evolution of the soul, depending on the evolution of the bloodline. Now, bloodlines have evolution. And that'll be another thing that we could talk about later, but they want to see the bloodlines on the planet, the ones that have mixed, the ones that can hold resonance, the ones that can simply be in attunement to bring in the high God and Goddess frequency to be held into a physical body. And what is the silica content? The silica content needs to be higher than it is right now. It's like, you know, we're doing so many things chemically to the ground and to our food supply, it's really hard to get silica. So, you know, and I don't want people taking their quartz crystals and crushing them down and eating them. I don't want that to happen. But we got to figure out ways to grow more a food supply that is going to be higher in silica. And I've been living on strawberries now for 3 weeks. They're in season, and I like, you know, strawberries and blueberries together, so I've been doing that. In fact, I just had some. Oatmeal, of course. The reason for silica is because star people, the walk-ins and light workers, their requirement for silica in their brains, because they're computers in their brains, the resonant field is, you know, it's just, you need to boot your computer up. And if you don't have the proper silica, how can you boot your brain? And you walk around in a fog, you know, the fog will lift, the cosmic Windex comes and goes, ah, I can see. Why? Because your silica count is up.
And so, how does that could have a bearing if you have a walk-in that is working with you and your silica falls because you're exposed to too much EMF, can that dislocate the walk-in before they were ready to go? It makes it harder. It's just,
I've done easy, I've done hard, easy's better. So, yeah. So anyway, you want me to start giving the definitions of the different walk-ins?
Oh, that's why we're here.
Okie dokie. So, and I also found a couple more things that I've written more recent than when I wrote these definitions. The definitions that I'm going to be reading to you now, I actually wrote on February 26, 1982. Walk-in. Certain souls wish to help usher in the new age of reason by walking in and bypassing the birth experience. And these souls have earned, through previous spiritual incarnations, the right to exchange egos with the original occupant of the physical human body. The original occupant may find themselves at the crossroads of life or teetering on the brink of death or disaster. Perhaps they have sidestepped their time track, and through agreement and mutual consent, allow a walk-in to inhabit their body. This is not to be confused with possession, for this mutual agreement is regulated by the laws of cause and effect. There are many degrees and variations of walk-ins, such as follows. Permanent walk-in. A permanent walk-in is a soul which has taken full responsibility for the original occupant's body, as well as the causes and effects with regard to the friends and loved ones of the departing soul. This walk-in soul keeps a pact with the Galactic Council as to specific assignments on Earth. This walk-in soul has divine protection and to others becomes kind of known as a lucky person. They can function on many levels of mind and perform extraordinary feats. They relate to other walk-ins with ease when they meet and can recharge one another. These souls quickly and easily respond to cosmic laws, and while they will not break human laws, will simply refrain from involving themselves in civil matters. Once the mundane chores of life are dealt with, their main goal is to help or assist with the frequency change of the Earth in its travel toward the fourth dimension. All the work and energy of a permanent walk-in is directed toward this goal. Temporary walk-in. A temporary walk-in is a soul who seeks a special assignment of short duration of days, weeks, months, or even years. The walk-in soul and the original occupant coexist within the same body using the same pineal and has been referred to as a split personality. However, there are actually two personalities, not one split. The agreement between the two souls is entered into willingly by commitment of a higher order. The intent being right, the goal of a walk-in is to be of service to the evolution of the planet. They are to complete unfinished business on the levels of cause and effect, which will affect large numbers of other souls. In other words, if a high being sees a need to effect a walk-in in order to bring a truth of light to another high being who has perhaps been trapped on Earth, then it becomes necessary to attach to a willing person long enough to gain the release of the entrapped being. Sometimes it could take weeks, months, or even years. Time is relative to how fast the soul grows to know the light, which is happening with more regularity than most people recognize. Most egos find it too hard to accept and therefore will not recognize these attachments. A walk-in's walk-in. A walk-in's walk-in is born of an Earth mother and trained by other walk-ins along the way. Many talents develop from childhood because of special teachers who come to temporarily attach themselves in order to bring instruction in music, art, dance, literary, or other special talents. Most are never aware of this as children or even as adults. Again, the ego is unable to handle that knowledge. After the special teachers take their turns training the Earthborn, then comes a period of rest and observation to determine how the Earthborn walk-in blends the Earth soul and body to the talents. Eventually, a channel of communication is opened between the walk-in and the Galactic Council. A walk-in's walk-in with vision will know approximately how long a temporary walk-in will stay attached in order to do their work. A knowing sets up events into time frames. When an assignment is over, a rest is sometimes needed for the physical body of the Earthborn walk-in's walk-in. Heavy energies are transported from other dimensions, which sometimes causes a great strain on the physical body, not to mention the mental strain of having to consciously deal with several attachments, or the suffering and mental agony over the rejection of such a galactic assignment. Walk-in walk-ins have divine and special protection even beyond that of some of the masters on Earth. This is by special compensation, dispensation with guidelines which masters are not required to follow. More help is brought to them because of the complexity of several galactic energies working through the body to bring to the project a higher order. All of this is to aid the planet into the fourth dimension and into the new age of reason. A special task force of galactic beings were called upon to come to the planet of Earth to help in the raising of the consciousness, and this was brought about because of the increasing number of destructive measures created by souls who veered into spiritual darkness. The Galactic Council chose particular Earth women carrying starseed in their blood to bear children by them. Therefore, these children have Earth mothers and galactic fathers. Most walk-ins walk-in are of this special human galactic combination. There are more walk-ins, permanent and temporary, than most people can contemplate. There are fewer walk-ins because of the sensitivity of the assignment and the specialization of the project. There are millions of walk-ins, permanent and temporary, but only thousands of walk-ins. In a world of billions of people, this shows the uniqueness of this group. Catalyst walk-in is that soul who also has the divine protection and seems to be in the right place at the right time in order to make events happen so that the divine plan stays on schedule. And these devoted souls are the doves of the hierarchy who for centuries have acted as those who keep prophecy on its time track. They also specialize in coordinating people with projects to help bring in the new age through a new dimensional thinking. In times to come, when referring to earth changes, these souls will be the leaders who will set up the laws which will govern the earth. Most of them know who they are, and in time will grow to realize their mission, which will be unfolded to them through dreams or visions, or perhaps by some other walk-in. The most important thing to remember is that all must help in this joint effort of dealing with the life force of remembrance. Together, the energies will prevail when channeled in the right direction. Activating walk-ins. Activating walk-ins are those high beings who have the assignment of activating blood crystals and memory traces of the divine plan. Most of the planetary energies activate the starseed, but in some cases, this has not always worked. So those with the energies which shoot the life force of remembrance pass it on to another starseed person, although that person may seem passive in knowledge. Since memory is carried in the blood crystals, then physical and psychic contact is made through the electrical, magnetic energy emanations coming from the body. This brings us to the physical contact such as sexual, touching hands in passing change, brushing against another in a public place, etc. All walk-ins, permanent, temporary, and walk-ins, have the qualities of being catalyst for all starseed activations. You there?
Yes, I am, and I have questions. Can I ask you a few questions?
Absolutely.
A walk-in. Now, you said that those are basically the body that's housing the walk-in would be of a hybrid nature with a human mother and a ET father.
Right.
Now, this walk-in actually does come through the birth canal and is chosen specially to inhabit this
right.
hybrid person.
Right.
And then they may, then this hybrid body, I almost saw like rental property where, you know, any walk-ins just come and go. They have a lease, they do their work, the lease is up, the next one comes in. Does it keep rotating like a revolving door because this body is so specialized?
That's right.
Okay, so the friends and relatives of these people
are usually freaked out.
I would say, because adaptation time when a walk-in comes right off the ship, but they haven't been here for centuries. There's got to be sometimes, you know how like on Quantum Leap, you know, when Scott Bakula playing Dr. Sam Beckett, he'd leap into a body and his first task was to find out who he was, where he lived, and what these people's names are. Remember
right.
the disorientation that he, I mean, that just comes to mind. Is that's exactly what a walk-in has to deal with.
Yes, but you see, there is a period of, you know, where they have, say, okay, the walk-in is aboard ship. He's monitoring the body that he's fixing to take. He knows the people. He knows the family. He gets to know them. Why? Because the implants of technology, he's been watching them on video for some time.
Okay, so it's not exactly like Quantum Leap.
No.
But there still has to
be. Because if he needs to come down for a day, one day, and they come down, you know, I have witnessed and seen so much of this. you know, they'll come for one day, something very big, something very important on the planet. They'll come, they'll drop this energy and let it seed, and, you know, then they'll come back later and they'll water it. Then they'll come back later and water it some more. And then the day of harvest, that will be the day when they jump the program, which is going to affect millions of people on the planet.
And any of the first three types, permanent, temporary, and walk-in, can all act as a catalyst or an activational walk-in. Is that what you said?
Right.
And certainly, I know there are times when people just happen to be with the right bloodline in the right place at the right time. And can the walk-in thing just happen like, here's 5 minutes because you need to brush up against that person and then go on your way and I'll be gone?
That's right.
And no one's ever the wiser.
That's right. This is, you know,
unless you
like,
can see those energies.
That's true. That's true.
But now, what
of where we are now in the evolution of the planet, and how many we have, so many people awake on the planet. You know, 20, 30 years ago, I was so discouraged when I came out of Cairo, Egypt, and I got to looking at the readouts of the consciousness of the planet, and I thought, how are we ever going to wake up? You know, I knew that the consciousness had to be at a certain decimal for certain things to be allowed, and I thought, how are we ever going to get there? Well, we're there. We've been there for some years now. I look back and think, well, what was I thinking?
mm-hmm.
We're there now. The movies, look what Harry Potter did to a whole group of kids. You know, the TV, all the consciousness building books, everything has been gearing people toward the advancement of the species. Now, when computers came online, that gave, you know, that really gave the consent. It's like, you know, here, sign this consent report from your parents. So that implants could play on the planet. The minute that computers started happening all over the planet, they were giving, actually, the next license for implants to play. I know that kind of seems harsh, but that's the truth of the matter. You know, don't track the belief system, track the energy. The minute you go to a computer and say, okay, a computer's going to help me evolve, well, then you can have an implant then, can't you? Now, there's been a lot of bad publicity about implants. And I have to agree, I've seen some really nasty things happen in the name of implants. I've also seen some wonderful things happen in the name of implants. Because it's through implants that a lot of walk-ins get to have their assignments and complete them, and, you know, without having to... You know, they don't come down here twisting their hair thinking, oh, what do I do next? No, they know exactly. They know how long, with whom, and then they're gone.
Well, implants, you know, like money, it's what you do with it. And the race that all the ET races have this technology.
Yeah, all of
them. And it's how they program it. How they program it to do what it does, it's who's behind it. It's not the implant itself that's good or bad. It just is. It's a piece of technology with certain characteristics, and how they program it and when they punch the button and what they incite you to do or enable you to do. I mean, sometimes it can make the difference between succeeding in your mission and not, because you had a little extra trump card up your sleeve. And other times it completely subverts and sabotages because the wrong controller was at the keyboard up there at the, you know, granddaddy android in the sky.
That's right.
So tell us, let's say that we have a temporary walk-in situation where the two souls are sharing the same body, and the temporary walk-in has come to empower and assist as well as do their own mission. Describe the conditions where the deal is off. The contract becomes null and void. The agreement doesn't work anymore.
It's when the agenda is achieved.
Or
if there's a violation of, if there is such a violation in the energy field, then the temporary walk-in will simply say, "Can't play here. Gotta go." Now, I have seen that a lot.
Well, that's what I'd like you to elaborate on that, because we do see it a lot. You know, people get a walk-in and the possibilities, and it's all exciting, and then the whole thing just crashes and burns. Because why?
They are in violation. They're either trying to manipulate someone, or they're trying to cheat someone, or they'll take, you know, some business deal and do it based on Wall Street, and that's a really good way to lose your walk-in. Because one of the kind of the commandments of all walk-ins coming from ships are, you don't involve yourself if you can from civil matters or money matters dealing with Wall Street and the greed of the planet. You know, that's one of the things that, you know, there are some walk-ins that will come and play there, but, boy, they have really strict guidelines. It's hard to describe this one.
Well, I know, but you're good at the tough questions.
Well, you know, what's funny to me is I'll be talking to someone that I know has a walk-in on a Wednesday, and then I'll call them on a Friday, and their walk-in's gone. And I know it, and then it's just hard to even talk to or deal with them because I'm not dealing with the same kind of energy. And then I'll have to probably wait a week or two to see if they get a new one. If they get a new one, then we have to, you know, it's like, okay, we've got another one now. And I see that happen a lot. They'll say, okay, I'm not playing. You better send in somebody else. And they will. They'll send in, you know, as many as it takes to achieve the, you know, assignment.
Well, if the person, obviously, because their blood crystals and their genetic coding is so perfect for the job, and there's no time to grow another one.
That's right. Don't have
you know, so they have to keep using the same
right.
person who keeps, you know, getting their ego, you know, feeling a little bit too powerful or whatever, getting greedy. But they start violating free will and doing manipulation and, you know, all the underhanded stuff that humans have, you know,
yeah.
gotten
or
so good at.
Or they start treating their, you know, their secretaries or their assistants rudely or the public rudely, or they start telling lies on other, you know, like a politician. You know, I deal with a lot of politicians that have walk-ins. That's mainly, you know, where I've gotten my training on this. And it's like, whoa. Yeah. That's
what about
real
disrespecting,
to see, you know, how Washington's really run.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's got to be difficult because you talk to somebody one day and they've got to walk in and everything is looking like it's really going to be great, and then you talk to them and the walk-in's done, then you have to say, what did you do? You know, your walk-in left you. You know, and how does disrespecting women play into that?
Very big. Very big. Very big. You know, it's like, you know, it's not that they'll, you know, it's not about one disrespect. It's like, you know, they get three to five hits of disrespect with women, and then, you know, something totally changes within their program. So it depends. You know, it's like a power up on a game you're playing on your computer. You know, there's things to come to empower you, and you keep strong, and then there's something that will hit you, and then you'll start losing your light. And once your light goes out, you either have to go sit down and wait until something comes and helps build you back up, or you, And if you miss your chance on the chessboard, you just have to wait until it's your turn again.
And it may not be in this lifetime.
It may not be in this lifetime. I mean, look at John Edwards. I mean, he was poised and positioned to be President of the United States. There were forces and energies that came along that simply went, we can't have him president, therefore we're going to send in all these little minions, and we're going to make sure that we know where his weaknesses are, and, you know, we'll just destroy him. And they did. And
now,
they
you're
did.
You're talking about the darker ET
yeah.
races.
Absolutely.
Okay. Making sure that that's
when they get
know.
Fearful of someone that's coming up with power, you know,
and integrity
of which he had, and then the implant started, and the sexual manipulation started, and all kinds of things started playing, and his wife got cancer, and it was just the conditions were right, and then he didn't make a lot of wise decisions about who knew what when, and then tried to cover it up, then lied about it, and then it just got worse and worse and worse. But, that was most unfortunate. And I did see that he had some walk-ins that were coming and assisting him. I was not one of them. I wasn't part of that play. I got to, see it through another vantage point. But that's just to give an example of what the powers that be, when they start playing that rough, what can happen. So.
Well, because, yeah, everybody has the technology, and everybody can send a walk-in, but not everybody plays by the rules
right.
of cosmic law.
That's right.
We wanted to open up the lines early this week, because if you have a walk-in experience, story, question, comment, or anything, we'd like to have a lot of feedback from our listeners. Lavendar, unless you have something additional that you'd like to cover before we open
yeah,
it up.
I do have some things I'd like to cover.
Okay.
Before we start that. I found something out of the vault that was written not too long ago. And the subject matter is astrology / walk-in evolutionary warriors. Astrology governs through planetary alignment with those of natural state. Natural state is defined as the composite of harmonics resonating within the mind, body, and spirit that's directed by the soul. Harmonics can create positive and negative effects depending upon the intent, alignment, and commitment of the person. Spiritual resonance then is developed into natural state. Spiritual galactic development determines the road to evolutionary patterning that weaves the energies of four seasons and 12 time zones, and those aligned to astrological evolution adjust their lives filled with behavior akin to the experiment of Earth. Thus, the stars lead the way. Walk-ins. These are experiments conducted by species of galactic intent. And here is the procedure. First, the soul must agree to join this experiment through their free will choice. Most experiments have the same theme, helping to usher in the new age of reason by walking in and bypassing the birth experience. These souls have earned through previous spiritual incarnations the right to exchange egos with the original occupant of the physical human body. The original occupant may find themselves at the crossroads of life or teetering on the brink of disaster. Perhaps they've sidestepped their time track and through agreement and mutual consent allow a walk-in to inhabit the body. This is not to be confused with possession, for this mutual agreement is regulated by the laws of cause and effect. And there are many degrees and variations of walk-ins, permanent walk-in, temporary walk-in, activating walk-in, and galactic walk-in, which I just read to you all ago. Okay, walk-ins, with/without astrology timing. Walk-ins, those who are governed by galactic programs and implant direction. Astrology is natural state, and it can be overridden by a walk-in experiment. Okay, get a hold of this one. This is huge. There are some galactic programs that supersede some astrological timing as we know it. And in some cases, there is hijacking of experiments done by species with their own agendas, and one is to cancel or compete with other experiments to place their agendas ahead of others. Yes, galactic beings can act this way, and most of them are driven by power, awesome power, and in many forms. Do not think for a minute that they play fair in spiritual terms as we know them. They play by their rules, not ours. And this is where we as humans can't track them. So astrology may or may not be part of the governing process dealing with walk-ins. Advanced technology, 3,500 years ahead of Earth's present technology, is now functioning on the planet. And it's hard for many to track this information. This needs to be stated right up front as I'm writing this. Astrology has many faces, 12 to be exact, but walk-ins may or may not choose to use astrological timing, as they are usually programmed from group thought and action. I like to think of walk-ins as evolutionary pioneers of technology advancement, guided by galactic programs and monitored by implant information. These implant readings are a composite of information that determines what stage of development the experiments are in concerning the planet and its people. When these evolutionary walk-in warriors match up with astrological starseed warriors as a team of action, then the experiment advances and excels. It activates a power of trinity, as each is part of the trinity of power. The apex is seen as the top of the pyramid and is considered the lead energy of the galactic experiment. Example, two women plus apex, two men plus apex, one woman, one man plus apex. Combinations of these energies when coming together with and for evolutionary programs are given special dispensation and are guided through weaving of extraordinary synchronization, codes, sequencing of timing, and at times extreme manifestation of high strangeness. When viewing or participating, one must keep the balance and not let one key of expression overtake any other. Navigating the key codes of creative spin are indeed a cosmic balancing act. One of the key code experiments has to do with bringing the god and goddess programs back to Earth. In other words, the ancients of days, the gods and goddesses of Greece, of Rome, of Egypt, and the Pleiades. And the other 32 other species, they've returned with their experiments, and we are some of their subjects, children, or walk-ins resonating to their agendas and to their return to the planet Earth. Walk-ins have different timings based on their creator's experiment. Species usually all follow the same code system, but design and sometimes change energies depending on the galactic experiments. As an example, Pleiadians plan, track, execute their programs based on their star system coding using 25, 26, 27 degrees of astrological timing to run their programs. Other species use the same code system, but the Pleiadians seem to have the run of the planet concerning experiments at the moment and have had for some time. They use the November-May activation codes of 25, 26, 27 of Scorpio and Taurus to implant, monitor, and direct their programs. Most of the planet is under their influence in one form or another. Most implants are timed to astrological timing unless superseded by evolutionary codes of the species that is leading the evolutionary program. However, it is at this juncture that some species interlope and take over others' implant programs and make it their own. This is the trickster part of the spiritual galactic play that many lose their faith, their knowingness, and their ability to continue on with the experiment. You know, I refer to some of these galactic characters as the galactic mafia. All species do not have the same agenda, as many are led to believe. Through many years of participating and observing, I have found that they have the ability to start and to stop evolution at will, usually by cosmic or astrological timings of the planetary positions in some form. The natural state of the planet and its rites of passage in the scheme of the universal and cosmic evolution is just another marker for evolutionary progress. It has taken me a long time to actually come to that conclusion. I've been monitoring since 1977, and through my journals of experiences of Crack Between the Worlds, high strangeness, this seems to be the place where galactic warfare starts. Navigating through 12 astrological time zones occupied by implant technology directed by galactic walk-ins is an awesome power. Not many are equipped to handle the navigation of participating, observing, and tracking this kind of information. Astrological implant technology that is quartz crystal based with certain people's bodies is run by a gigantic crystal computer of galactic proportions. That is the only way I can describe it. This is not for everyone, nor can this be taught or trained in an earthly sense. This is part of a person's galactic natural state and their galactic rites of passage. It is, as it is being conducted with many key codes of activation from many sources, and it may become scary to some that they think that they can even track here. Through the years that I have been tracking starseed walk-ins and lightworkers through implant technology, there seems to be a theme with some walk-in experiments, and that is using the tool of astrology as a convenience only when it suits them or their masters. Since they are superior in knowledge to astrology, so they think, they only acknowledge it as part of their timing mechanism. After observing many experiments where walk-ins are a major part, I find that their arrogance gives them away as to who's running the show. This isn't about tracking egos. This is about tracking walk-ins with an agenda directed by galactic implants. Now, the question is who, what, when does this program become effective within the astrological timing of the planet? And where does it match in the scheme of things? And who has the most to gain through their program? And why is not the question. And if why is so important, then the only reply I have is because they can. And with 3,500 years of advanced technology, they can just about do anything they want, with or without Earth reason. There is a universal truth that does seem to run in simpatico with all galactic agendas. And it has to do with the evolution of the planet and its people, and that is, leave the planet better than you found it. And of course, nobody said what that would end up looking like. I just felt like I needed to read that today. Might have taken it too far. I'm not sure.
Well, I read that. You allowed me to read that some time ago, and it kind of hits the same chord as it did the first time I read it. It is very difficult to reconcile that the ET play by rules and do things that doesn't reconcile with our spiritual sense of, you know, fairness.
I know.
And what we think is right and wrong, and what is, you know, cosmic law, and that's tough. I mean, to accept and but still realize that there are most of the ET races do conform with cosmic law, divine plan, and the honoring of our free will and non-interference. They follow the prime directive. And there's really only a few that don't, you know, they just do whatever they want to do because they can.
Yeah.
So I just kind of wanted to emphasize so that, you know, people didn't get the vast majority of ET races are benevolent, and they do follow cosmic rules, but it's the smaller minority that lusts after power and wreaks havoc,
right,
and gets in our way and screws things up.
Yeah, and I've dealt with a lot of walk-ins that will, you know, not allow the body that they've walked into to use astrological timing, because they get so egoed out that they won't allow the astrological energies of the body to function, they'll override them.
Do they just not, are they're just that arrogant?
Yeah.
Or that they think that they're bigger than a planetary energy?
Yeah, they do.
I know. I myself individually and both of us together have run up against people who you think, look, you might not want to sign that contract, Mercury's retrograde. Yeah, well, you know.
Yeah, they'll say, well, that's not, I can override that, they'll tell me.
Uh-huh, just like, you know, the shuttle explosion.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Mercury was retrograde.
Example.
And the thing is that NASA knows
about
Mercury retrograde.
They keep doing it anyway.
And they keep doing it anyway because they believe in their science is much more powerful than the energy of a whole planet.
Yeah. Also, I had a note that I wanted to read. There's something that I was talking about, the implant police and how they function on the planet. and I've written here, as of today, October 21st, 2006, yet another visible implant play is at hand. Another man was hit in the chest by a stingray. Steve Irwin, the environmentalist, now an old man in the boat, he wasn't even in the water. This was so obvious to me, I had to laugh. Nanotechnology is being demonstrated through animals with these implant devices to see if they can use animals to kill people and then make it look like a freak accident. They're getting sloppy. This was so blatant that even the people asleep probably woke up to this one. I wrote that. You remember when the stingray killed Steve Irwin? And then the man in the boat, it jumped up out of the water and went into the boat to hit the man. It was implanted. Now, that's scary technology in the wrong hands.
Yeah, well, just because you're 3,500 years ahead in technology doesn't mean that you have learned to respect cosmic law and divine plan. Most of them have, as I said, but there's, you know, there's always some bullies.
Well, but, you know, the implant police with our government, that's part of our government. That's not so much a species, is it's the dark cabal and the other team that's been allowed to play on the planet with ET technology at their fingertips. So,
well, I mean, even the cabal is still puppets for, you know, everybody's got a boss.
That's true. That is true. So if you want to open that line for questions, I'm ready.
All right. I sure will do that. We have a caller from the 417 area. You're on the air, area 417. Do you have a question? Hello?
I'm here.
Hello. Okay.
I was on mute. I put myself on mute.
Oh, okay. Well, that does happen sometimes.
Okay.
So do you have a question for a comment for Lavendar?
Well, I had a couple of questions, but I noticed we have to stay focused on one question, the walk-ins. I always wanted to know, how do you know if you have a walk-in, and what if I have my hand up to be a walk-in? Can I change my mind?
Well, to answer the first question, how do you know that if you're a walk-in? Because of, well, in which walk-in is it? Is it a permanent one? Is it one that has temporary? I mean, there's several different kinds. You know, which one do you, I mean, are you talking about yourself
temporary walk-in.
Or someone you know? Or
no. Last week I had a reading with you, Lavendar, and you've had so many since then, and I found out that I was a starseed and that I do have my hand up to be or to let a walk-in come in temporary. And I was wanting to know, how will I know when that happens?
Your life will change. It will get really clear, very focused. Clarity will come. You won't have to be wondering about why you're here and what you're doing.
Okay.
Because clarity comes, you know, within just a matter of sometimes hours, sometimes days, sometimes weeks. It depends on what the walk-in has agreed to do with you, or if you have been replaced, if the original has gone and you are now a permanent walk-in, you'll have a lot of help and a lot of guidance.
Okay.
You'll probably be really implanted with technology that will help you. Now, if you go to people and say, you know, to some of these great light workers that I run into lately that are here only to take implants away, they don't understand that there are positive implants. If you keep doing body work and keep running around with a lot of people that want to disconnect your implants, it may be a while before you get your instructions straight.
All right. Well, I guess I don't have a walk-in then because none of that resonates with me.
Okay.
Because I'm basically in the corner still twisting my hair wondering why I'm here.
Okay.
So it's not me, I guess.
Okay.
All right.
So you may be a support team for the, you know, a group of walk-ins, or maybe you were just born to do the kind of work that you do, and as the team starts, you know, coming together, you'll be seeing other walk-ins coming in, more evolved beings. So you know, I think that you're right on schedule. I'm not worried about you.
All right, I'll let you go then.
Okay, thank you.
Bye.
I had a thought, just hang on a sec here. Wouldn't you also be able to discern if you might be a walk-in by the type of people that are now attracted to you?
That's true. Yeah, that'll
that come into your life?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, well, I'm going to...
Your friends... You know, and I noticed that some will come and they have a change of food and drink and the color combinations of what they start wearing, you know. I remember one time, you know, I looked at the closet and went, who took all the purple out of my closet? I don't wear red. What is red in my closet for? Well, that's what happened.
Well, as I said in the beginning of the show, Mercury retrograde is wreaking havoc. So I'm trying to get to the next caller, but I'm having to wait for my browser to catch up with me. So if you have something that you want to cover while I'm trying to deal with this computer issue here, please continue. How about walk-ins and crystals?
You know, when walk-ins have crystal around them, crystal power, you know, they're walk-ins really understand and know the use of quartz crystal, and they know the price that you have that is paid if you misuse quartz crystal. So, and a lot of healers that are walk-ins, you know, are using them in their, you know, their healing sessions, and you know, the Native American Indians. A lot of them use quartz crystal, and there's a lot of walk-ins in the Native American tribes these days because of some of the evolutionary programs that are coming to an end with them, and the seeding of new children that are coming. A lot of indigo children are being born to Native American Indians. So, did your browser catch up yet?
Nope. I want to ask you the question that you probably don't want me to ask you.
Okay.
This is probably maybe for the more advanced starseed, but tell me the difference between a spiritual walk-in and a galactic walk-in.
A spiritual walk-in is one that helps someone on a one-to-one basis that just as has agreed because either of a bloodline commitment, a contract from soul, or they belong to the group soul, to come in and help that person, you know, to evolve and to go forward. A galactic walk-in affects large groups of people, not just one person, because their responsibility levels, because of the decisions that they make and the contributions that they make through that person, affects large groups of people. And in other words, you know, say we're having to clear the Pope's records, and we have a Pope that's reincarnated on the planet. How many walk-ins do you think he's going to get to clear the records of all the misuse of power of all the popes and all the lifetimes? Don't you think that those walk-ins agendas would be stronger than, you know, say than, you know, one person that's living out on an island someplace that just decides not to live any longer and says, okay, I'm giving up my body, but I just want to fish in my boat the rest of my life. See the difference?
Okay. So it's a matter of evolution and purpose.
That's right.
Okay. Well, I'm almost, folks, you just won't believe what I'm dealing with here. I'm almost there with the browser trying to get to the point where I can click on somebody, and it just showed up. Okay, here we go now for the 360 area code. I am trying to get you on the air here. 360 area code. I'm clicking and waiting. 360, can you hear me?
I can.
Hey!
Can you hear me?
Hallelujah. Thank you so much for your patience. Do you have a question, comment, story to share?
I do. Lavendar, this is Sky, and I think we did a reading, I think it was last week.
Okay.
After we had that session, I had some dreams one night that were, like, really clear, and in one of them, ever since this energy has been running through my body, I'm noticing that any weak spots in my physical body, some of them go through transmutation, but my teeth have really been getting hit hard. And in this dream, I don't know who I was standing with, but for some reason I could see inside my jawbone, and it looked like a jawbone width of amethyst crystals that almost looked like seed crystals.
You saw this inside your bone?
Yeah, inside the jawbone. And I wonder if she's seen anything like that.
No, I don't know what that is. If it's amethyst, the amethyst frequency that, you know, it's being transferred to a lot of people on the planet is just a great frequency. You know, amethyst is made with titanium. Titanium is what makes it purple. And, you know, if you take an amethyst and put it in a glass of water and set it out in the sun and let the sun charge, and you're really ill and you can drink that water, if you notice, the purple will go out of the stone because the sun and titanium will make it so.
Mm.
But to have a dream and a vision of that in your jawbone, I don't know. I've never heard of that, you know.
I haven't either.
Yeah.
I had one more quick question. I'm aware, and I've done implant work for a lot of years, too, with both kinds, and I have an implant that is in the back of my heart chakra, and while I can see other people's implants and what they're about, I cannot get a handle on if this is a good one or a not so good one.
Oh, I think you have some very high benefic implants in your body. I did not detect any of them the other day when we spoke.
Good. Relief. You know, understanding how all this, these galactic contracts and everything work, you kind of can't help but feel how maybe we're a little bit powerless down here, and so many people don't understand what's going on that way. Do you know of ways of, I don't know if I want to say protection, but how to take our power back where we're not puppeted?
Well, the first thing to do is, you got to know yourself. You got to know your weak spots. You got to know where your programming comes from. If you're suffering, if you're a martyr, if you're, you know, playing the poor me game, then how are you ever going to stay in the presence of higher players?
Mm-hmm.
You gotta shore yourself up. You gotta have the courage to wear your mastership. A lot of people, there's a theme that's been happening for the last couple of weeks with people that I'm doing sessions with, and I'm noticing that a lot of people that I've been reading for have, you know, come from, you know, all a long line of being captured in the Catholic Church, and the mm-hmm. suffering stays through lifetimes and goes into the bloodlines. And they, you know, it's like if you don't suffer enough, you can't get glory. And those programs really need to be erased out of your system, because they didn't work then. They're not working now. The only reason they ever worked anywhere was to control the people, to make them subservient so they'd give up their lives, you know, go die for something, or give up their money. So you don't give up your life now. You don't give up your money for anything except what you want to create, what you want to go forward with. And you just need to reexamine who's around you, your environment, the people that are giving you advice, you know, who's running their lives. Are credit cards running their lives? Is Wall Street? Is the war in Afghanistan? Or is poverty on the street? Are people so focused on poverty that they start calling it to them? You know, there's different levels of spiritual advancement. There are people that can go into the slums and play with the homeless and the poor and not be affected. There's others that go in there, and before you know it, it's all over them, and they get to live it too. So how do you get to know where you're at at any given time if you don't know yourself? You got to know yourself. And that's one of the things that I've been noticing about some of the people that have been, you know, coming to me for sessions recently, is a lot of them just don't know themselves. And the other thing that's happening is this Mary of Magdalene information that's coming out of France. There's so many people out of Ohio. It's like somebody's turned the light on Ohio. And it's like, whoa, and not only Ohio, now they're coming out of Colorado, a couple out of California, a couple out of Florida, two out of Texas, just this week. And I'm going, wow. You know, discovery of star markings is one thing, but discovery of star markings part two and the French connection is, you know, it's quite overwhelming. But I see a theme forming week after week. There's a different theme that comes up each week with it's almost like the planetary energies kind of come together, and for some reason people just have the feeling they either need to call or make an appointment. But there's a theme that runs through the week. And this past week I'm noticing this theme about people that have been caught in religious fervor. And it's in their blood, and they want to feel guilty. You know, if they don't feel guilty, they don't feel like they're alive. And it's like that, to me, is just, you know, so blatant programming that keeps, you know, the human race down, trodden. And I believe that the up spiral is going to be happening here on August 20th. And a lot of bloodlines are getting erased. You know, some of them aren't going to be happening. You know, you wake up and you say, oh, my God, I've lost my best friend. No, you lost 500 years of your blood lineage. And that's a...
Yeah, well, you know what? Everybody needs to clean out their closets from time to time.
Yeah.
You know, because where you're going, you just can't be traveling heavy.
That's
you got to travel light, you know?
Exactly. Know yourself. Know your natural state. Know your rites of passage. You know, what is it that you really want to achieve? And if you don't have joy in your life, if you're doing something that's not joyful, if it doesn't bring you peace of mind, then stop it. Don't do it anymore. You know? If it's that job, you want to make a living or do you want to make a life? Making a life is a lot more joyful than making a living.
I wanted to say that God likes spiritual fruit, not religious nuts.
That's right.
You had mentioned earlier, Lavendar, about something about when people brush against each other, and that was, you know, all the amount of time that walk-in needed with that person.
Huh?
Do you know if implants can pass back and forth in that same way through touch?
Yes, they can.
Yeah, I thought so.
Yep. And sometimes it happens and they don't need to touch.
And
I've seen them come into a room of 1,000 people. They walk into a room and they go zoop, and 1,000 people are done and they turn and walk out.
Wow.
You mean transferring implants?
Yeah, they transfer the information of implants to other implants and turn around and walk out.
So it's like wireless. It's like Wi-Fi for implants.
Right. And I saw this during the 2004 presidential campaign because I was on the trail and watching some of this, and I got to personally see this happen.
Wow.
It's like walking in with a Typhoid Mary. And she just sneezes one time, and everybody's got it. You turn around and walk out.
Yeah.
Wow. It's mind-boggling.
It is. It's mind-boggling, but you have to know that the good guys can do that just as easily.
Well, okay, on this trip that I was taking, I was in New Mexico, and I needed to catch an airplane. And for some reason, I had left my driver's license at home. I don't know how I did it. But I had my airplane ticket, but I had no ID. And I was on my way to this presidential debate where I had some work to do. And I thought, how in the world am I going to get through security? And so I just simply said, okay, we have to handle this agent. This agent has to look at my ticket and think that they have seen a driver's license. And sure enough, that's exactly what happened, and I got on the airplane. Now, the technology that I had with me did that. I didn't do it. The technology did it. Got me on the airplane and got me where I needed to go.
Well, see, now there's the real trick. You know you've got technology, but how do you interface and become a user and not a carrier?
Mm. Yeah. I just know who I am, and I know what I have to do.
So that's why you're telling, you have to know who you are to take full advantage of all this stuff. I mean, Starseed are walking around with all kinds of gadgets inside, outside, all this ability. If they know who they are and they know how to implement what they've got, it can be a whole different ball game. But instead, you walk around, you got all this stuff on top of you, and still you let somebody hit you with a stick.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you didn't know that all you had to do was push this button and emit this, vibration.
Right.
Yeah. So we do have a lot of other people waiting to speak. So was there anything else that you wanted to add?
You know, you could talk for days and days, but I'd like you to go on to the next caller and thank you, Lavendar, for all your information that you're sharing with it. It's really valuable to us.
Well, Sky, why don't you give everyone your blog or your website? You have really great pictures to share. What is your website?
I think I would say the YouTube address, which is youtube.com/, and then it's Montana Night, NIGHT, Sky. And Montana Night and Sky are capitalized, and the rest is lowercase. And I just put a new video up there a couple days ago.
Okay, good. Thank you.
Great. Yeah. Everybody check it out. Thanks for calling, Sky.
You betcha.
Okay. Well, I have Sierra with her hand up, so it's
Hey, good.
Let's see. I got the browser right in front of me now. I'm clicking and waiting for a response. Click. You just won't believe how slow this is. Hi, Sierra. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you doing, Ariel?
I'm doing fine. I just saw that you had your hand up. So, did you have a question?
I have a question, but first it is from the chat room of one of our listeners. But the first thing I wanted to do was to share a little bit about my experience with the walk-in that I've been experiencing. So last November, I started having, I've been a shaman and worked with people for many years, and so I'm used to picking up guides, picking up all different kinds of things, and all of a sudden a different energy was present, and I wasn't sure what it was. And after working with several people, including Lavendar, I came to realize that a walk-in was coming in and integrating, and it was a very interesting experience. Every sense that I had, all the regular five senses that we have, six senses, whatever it's supposed to be, were turned up, like the volume of it was turned up. So my hearing, light sensitivity, all kinds of ranges of things, and I came to understand through working with Lavendar that it was the integration process with the walk-in coming in. And I actually completed the walk-in experience pretty quickly, a little bit quicker than I think that what Lavendar and I thought it might take. And it's really interesting now having this other entity. And my experience of it being is that it wasn't terrifying. It wasn't too unsettling. I had to do a few things to work with people, but that all of a sudden now I have this entirely new realm of understanding and of the universe and everything that's happening. And it's been very, very interesting.
Well, it's because, when they come, they bring their library with them.
Exactly. Exactly. And so now I find myself being worked with pretty consistently with a particular walk-in that I have on thought patterns and understanding how originating thought patterns, how powerful we are with manifestation and how much command we have over our life, and how the negative things around us actually start with thought patterns that we're stuck in, basically what we're conditioned with as human beings. And so I'm still in training, but I'm really interested into seeing how it's going to show up in the world when I'm done with this training.
Yeah. Great.
So, once again, Sierra, we want to thank you so much for your help and assistance in the chat room. And did you have a question from someone in the chat room?
I do. Give me one quick sec to step back. And it was a question between, hang on just one quick sec, I apologize. We've had a lot of chatting in the chat room here.
Usually I can see the chat room, but because I'm working with what did Mr. Spock say? Bear claws and stone knives. Yeah. The Quark Alliance descended upon my house last night.
Exactly. And for some reason, I'm having a hard time getting back to the particular question from memory. And for some reason, the listener that had this question, for some reason I get it wrong. Could you actually retext it for me, and I can ask the question again? But from memory, the question was, what's the difference between a galactic walk-in and a spiritual walk-in? But I believe that it was answered earlier in the question.
Yeah.
Oh, here we go. How do you know if you're working with a walk-in or working from an oversoul? That's the question.
Whoa. Okay. you know, Oversouls, that's another program, and it has to do with, you know, the splitting off of parts of soul. There's 18 parts of soul. And then there's the Oversoul. This is a whole, you know, this is a whole different realm of spiritual evolution and experience. And it doesn't really have much to do with walk-ins at all. The Oversoul energies are, they're conducted by a whole different code of ethics. So I'd just rather not go there. Right now, I just want to stay with.
But they're not galactic, is what you're saying.
Well, they are. They are.
They are.
It's just a whole different set of energies and beings, and it's a different program. Totally, it's like a whole different program. It's the difference between math and English. Okay.
Okay, they're both things you need to know, but they're not interchangeable.
Right.
Okay. Well, perhaps we could address that in another fashion. If you want to have the person in the text room, if you're listening still, post the question on the forum, the starseedhotline.ning.com, because I know that we have some members there that have a lot of information on Oversouls.
That's right. Yeah, true.
Yeah, we got a really good bunch of people in our community that some of them are quite advanced, so. Feel free. Go in there and make friends. Okay. Anything else, Sierra, that we need to talk from the chat room?
No, I don't believe so. No one else has asked a question for you directly.
Okay. Great. Well, once again, Sierra Lavender and I thank you so deeply for your help in the chat room, because there's just more and more people all the time, and we need help. Thank you for being there and being so good at it.
I'd like to put it, if people would like to email us or let us know about subject matters they really want to know about, I'd be happy to, you know, take a look
put together.
At the, there's so much information that I have stashed in the vault, and I'll just go look and see what I have written about it and what I know about it.
Right.
That'd be great. And, of course, your email is Lavendar, and make sure you spell it right, otherwise it's going to come to me. It's Lavandar. All the vowels are A's. Just remember that. Lavendar@starseedhotline.com. So if you have a request for a show topic, that'd be a great idea.
Yeah.
Okay, Sierra, I'm going to put you back on hold and move on to our next caller. Thank you again
great.
So much.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, our next caller, and I am going to just say right now that we have 7 minutes left of live airtime, but the show will continue if we run over, so just it just won't be streaming, so you'll have to go back and listen to the archive if you want to hear the overtime part of the show, the extra innings. We're going to go to our next caller now. If I can get this one to mute. Next show, I'm going to have a different computer. I just lost the browser again. Last night, I'm telling you, something came down here, and just boom, you know, my main computer was put into a coma, and now I'm working with this dinosaur. Okay, I'm getting it back again. We have another caller, and as soon as the screen reactivates, it's going to be from Area 570, and we have two more callers after that with questions.
Do we have a 928?
I'm afraid to scroll. I don't see one yet. Let me see if I can scroll down. We have a 570 area and a 562 and a 702. And a person who's got a sign-in name, Rob, it looks like ear, I can't quite read that, but we're going to go back up here to a caller from the 570 area, and I'm waiting for your line to come open. I've clicked on it, and the browser is taking its time. Hello, you're on the air, Area 570. Do you have a question or comment for Lavendar?
Well, it's a comment, and hello, Lavendar. This is Amy Caruth. How are you?
Hi, Amy. Doing good.
Good. The comment probably is more along the lines of a long-term contract and both a bloodline agreement and then a galactic agreement, as I understand it. My, I guess, walk-in happened in 1980, and I was shown that there were going to be three different stages to it. The first stage was done in 99. I'm in the middle of the second stage now, and then there's an entirely third stage that I don't know anything about to start in about 10 years. From the time that I bounced off the tree, which was what happened when I had that accident, I've had an impact on the healthcare situation here in the United States and then information around some global issues as well. And the contract seems to be drawing together a grassroots effort, which is going to begin probably this fall and into next spring as a connected, kind of a connected dots kind of a thing is what I was shown. And it's just stronger and stronger and stronger every single time I look at it. And the people that are directed to come to me, each one of them have different aspects of information that are going to be dropped into the pot here this fall. So just more of a comment about some of these things last a whole lot longer. And I do know that it's bloodline directed also because of what some of my genealogy is. And then the larger aspects certainly come into play as well, probably because of that.
Well, do you have a website you want to give to our listeners, Amy?
Sure I do, and there's going to be a second one coming up in the fall, but the first one is eligh.org. It's eligh.org.
Okay.
And I'm actually, the logo that you see on my website is right now becoming a silver pendant that I will be getting out this fall, and that's going to be part and parcel of the larger overview.
Right. Well, I've known you for like almost, what, 20 years now?
Oh, man, a long time, yeah.
I can attest your walk-in season to your high evolved knowledge of just so many, many things. And we really do appreciate that you came to the planet to help us. So we depend on you in here, too.
Well, thank you. And, you know, it's not about any one person. It's about how everybody can pull together and how the teams, plural, all come together and what essentially the grassroots energetics are for here now and how this can be raised. The pendant, which you will see when anybody goes to my website, the logo there is I've named it Love Rising. And by shifting the frequency states of who we are and how we walk in the world, the things that have burdened and conflicted us can be shifted out, and they can be shifted out with intention. And that's pretty much why I'm here.
Yes, and we're glad you are.
Thank you so much.
Again, thank you. Right. Be well, everybody. Thanks for the show.
Okay.
Good night.
Thank
you. Thank you. We have just about a minute left before we're not streaming anymore, but we're going to continue to record because I do want to get through the we have three more callers to speak to. So even though the show is not going to be streaming, you can still catch the rest of it. Still ask your questions, so don't go away. We have a caller from Area 562, and I'm waiting for my browser to respond. Here we go. Area 562, I'm trying to get you on the air. Just give me a second here. This is getting fixed tomorrow. Okay, 562, you're on the air.
Hello, Ariel. It's Alicia in Long Beach.
Oh, hey, Alicia.
Hi, how are you? It sounds like the tribbles attacked again.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I can't tell you.
Well, I had a question regarding the walk-ins with the ego, because Lavendar was talking about how they can things that they can do to the person's body. But I wanted to know what happens when a walk-in comes in and they override that astrological energy of the body that they're in. What does that do to that person's body?
Well, several things. Well, if they don't pay any attention to the astrological timing of the body, then that means they're bringing an energy to override it. In other words, you know, the Mars and Venus and Jupiter, all those energies don't play, and they have brought in a suit of a different vibration. They can change the body to any way that they want, and they don't have to use astrological timing. I have seen that. I have seen them use that. But that's a very, very advanced being that can do that, and to be able to do it, they have to be on very high assignment, which is going to affect a lot of people. It can't just be someone that comes down and decides they want to be a body worker, okay, or they want to be a teacher, or you know what I'm saying? It's like those are extreme cases that I've seen where they literally will take the physical body and rewire it to a whole different system, and the planets just don't play.
What physical effects of that are, like, what do you mean, like they'll change hair color or eye color or?
That plus, you know, you know, if the body was like programmed to go through some health requirements, like they're
right.
going to be sick for 2 years, this energy comes in and goes, cancel that, no sickness here, we can only have time.
Because, oh, okay.
Chart, you know, say they have Saturn in the sixth house, and it's conjunct another planet, and you know, it weakens their kidneys, or some planetary thing is, you know, set loose in the body. They can come and override it. Sure can.
Oh, okay. Well, that is very
cool.
So
it's an empowering thing.
Well, that's what I'm wondering. Is it empowering or can it be debilitating depending upon if there's like a frequency clash or something?
It can be either way.
Now, is this something that the person who is accepting the walk-in has agreed to ahead of time with the soul contract? That's like, okay, I'm going to come down, but there's no guarantee that I won't throw your natural frequency off.
That's right. You got it.
Ah, so again, it's check the fine print on the contract you signed before you came down here.
Check that fine print, yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you so very much. I was just kind of wondering about that one.
Yeah. Didn't you send me an email once about a walk-in, a guy that you, you know,
yeah,
something happening with him?
Yeah, amazing. I talked to him and steered him in certain directions before he could find the information, trying to stay away from the law of interference and just kind of let him get to a certain point where it was okay for me to start explaining things once he's aware of them instead of just spoon-feeding him everything.
Yeah.
And he did. And his energy is, he's much calmer and much more accepting of his situation now.
Okay, good.
Because now he understands the big picture. He sees why things have happened the way they have, and I think he's been in more connection with his cosmic family lately.
That's good.
He's the one who told me he was a walk-in. I'm like, really?
Yeah.
But I sent the chart to you. I don't know if you had a chance to look at it, but he's an amazing person.
And yeah, we've just got millions of walk-ins on the planet. I'm just so surprised that we don't have more information that's happening on websites about this huge soul rush that happened, you know, last November.
You know, there's one website that I found information on outside of information from you, is awakenhearts.com.
Yeah.
Yeah, Blue Star.
Haven't seen it.
He has an entire page. Where he calls it the amassing of the walk-ins, I believe it's called.
Wow.
Where he goes into detail about the walk-ins that are coming in and how they're advanced souls and they have a purpose and why they're here and what they're doing. And that's the only other page I've ever seen anything on walk-ins from outside of, I think, yours.
Well, I do know that the dark forces on the planet are on the run. They are on the run.
skedaddle.
Yeah. They're going to, it's going to be real hard to hide. You know, no place to hide.
Yes.
Well, it's about time.
I was just about to say the same thing. Can I ask one more quick question really quickly about walk-ins?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do walk-ins, does that have anything to do with sometimes where you know what you're doing and then you don't know what you're doing and up is down and down is sideways?
Yeah, sometimes if you've got an attachment and you're kind of in a you're in a co-creation place and all of a sudden you start something and they finish it and you go, oops, what did we do here? Are you
yeah.
Like that?
Or you start in a certain direction, and it's, well, no, this one's over. You're just supposed to be made aware of this, and now we're off to something else. Bye. See ya.
Yeah, that's right.
And you're no longer the thimble on Park Place. You're kind of like the race car on Boardwalk, and you're going, how did I get here?
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Okay.
Well, I'm sure there's a lot of missing time and missing segments. When
and
you
a
have
lot of
a,
sore thumbs.
Yes.
A lot of sore thumbs.
And itchy pinkies too.
Itchy pinkies. Yeah.
Itchy pinkies. That's for the listeners that will be listening to this, because we're actually off the air right now, but we're still recording for the listeners that come in and listen to this in the archive. Always check your thumbs for little red puncture marks, because that's an indication that you have been on vacation
in galactic being with a big needle.
Yeah, but it's for your own good. It's for your own good. You
and
don't
one
want
last
to know.
Word on, I'm sorry, one last word on implants. Don't be afraid of all of them. You mentioned implants earlier?
Yeah.
Yeah. I like the implants my people gave me, because after I did what you suggested and called forth my mastery, own it and wear it, boy, it's amazing what you can activate with a thought.
Well, and look, your lupus left, too.
Yes, and I'm going to say it. I love my weight loss implant.
Good.
I asked them for one because I had a specific spot that would not lose no matter what I did, and all I heard was, well, it's about time. I asked for it, and I can honestly say I've lost in double digits now, and it's been like 2 months.
Great.
And I haven't changed anything that I do. I just asked them to activate it, and they have. And it's amazing stuff.
They're going to get all the cards and letters are going to be coming into the ship now.
Well, you know, way showers, I guess. You know, since we're,
yes.
we're the guinea pigs.
Yes.
But
implants.
Anyway, thank you, ladies, for having the show, and thank you for what you do.
Yeah, we're going to have galactic weight watchers,
being...
I can tell.
Galactic Weight Watchers, right?
Galactic what?
Galactic Weight Watchers.
Well, isn't it true you can only get implants that are on your soul contract?
That's right. Well, that's one of the agreements, yeah.
So if you ask for it now but you didn't sign for it, you won't get it, right?
Okay.
Well, isn't it kind of like you have to sign on that dotted line and the fine print ahead of time? Sometimes you find out good stuff. So,
yeah,
anyway.
Yeah, it can, like I said, it's like money. Money's not good or bad. It's what you do with it and who's wielding it. So we have one more caller, and we're going to get to them from the 702 area right away. But Alicia, thank you so much for all the work that you do.
Thank you guys for what you do. It's amazing to even be able to contact people with this kind of information.
Thank you.
You
guys just don't know what a treasure you are.
Thank you, sweetheart. Thank you.
And I'm going to let you go, and you guys have a good night.
Okay. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. 702 area, I'm clicking on you, and I'm waiting for my dinosaur computer. I'm telling you, I'm working on Windows 98 with a like really, really old browser, because the Quark Alliance took out my computer last night. So doing the best we can, and it actually clicked on the wrong one. Okay. I'm still trying to get to you, 702 area. And the browser just went down. Let me see if it comes back here in a second. If not, I'm going to say one more time, you can call our toll-free number, 888-881-0881, to speak to any of us. And my switchboard has just crashed. So, Lavender, are you still there?
I'm here.
Okay. We're going to have to say goodbye and end the show because the switchboard just crashed.
Okay, well, if that's Georgia, if that was you in Las Vegas, 702s Las Vegas, send me an email real quick, okay? If that was you, Georgia.
Okay, well, I think they're all disconnected now. So, boys and girls, this has been a really good lesson in Mercury going retrograde and the Quark Alliance taking out electronics with just a push of a button. But we did get to you today, and thank you so much for joining us, Lavender. Thank you so much for the information, and we will be back next week.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.